From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Robert Siegel. Civil War historian and novelist Shelby Foote has died after a long illness. He was 88 years old. Foote wrote six novels, as well as a 3,000-page, three-volume history called The Civil War, a Narrative. His face became familiar to many Americans in the 1990s when he appeared in the Ken Burns documentary series, The Civil War. Megan Williams has this appreciation.
Let's start, as Shelby Foote often did, with a battle. The Battle of Shiloh, April 1862, as Foote recounted it in the PBS series.
The generals didn't know their jobs. The soldiers didn't know their jobs. It was just pure determination to stand and fight and not retreat. And the bloodiness of it was just astounding to everyone.
Shiloh was a turning point in the Civil War. It was also pivotal in Shelby Foote's life. It was his novel about Shiloh that brought him the contract to write what would become a seminal history of the Civil War. And long before that, his great-grandfather fought on that battlefield. Growing up in Greenville, Mississippi, that legacy loomed large for Foote.
It was virtually impossible for him to escape the Civil War.
Foote biographer C. Stewart Chapman.
There were veterans alive, there were widows alive, but maybe more importantly was the fact that the culture had become a lost cause culture. The South had romanticized its defeat, and it would have been virtually impossible for anyone to escape that. It would have been especially impossible for someone like Shelby Foote to escape that presence.
Foote started life the final heir to two houses of former Southern aristocracy, which by the time he got there had fallen a bit below the genteel middle class. His father died when he was young, leaving Foote the archetypal lonely childhood, steeped in books. His interest in war stories led him to enlist early during World War II, but Foote's rebellious streak denied him the kind of glory he would later write about. He was discharged on the eve of D-Day and never saw battle. His offense? Driving an army jeep out of bounds to visit his girlfriend. Foote published four novels before Random House asked him to do a brief history of the Civil War for its centennial. The work eventually took up three volumes and two decades of his life. Foote described the climax of those 20 years in a letter to his lifelong friend, novelist Walker Percy, a letter Foote read for NPR in 1996.
Dear Walker, I killed Lincoln last week, Saturday, at noon. While I was doing it, he had his chest arched up, holding his last breath to let it out. Some half-assed doctor came to the door with volumes 1 and 2 under his arm, wanting me to autograph them for his son for Christmas. I was in such a state of shock, I not only let him in, I even signed the goddamn books, a thing I seldom do. Then I turned back and killed him and had Stanton say, now he belongs to the ages. A strange feeling, though. I have another 70-odd pages to go, and I have a fear they'll be like Hamlet, with Hamlet left out.
As a historian, Foote wasn't an academic bloodhound. His work didn't result in groundbreaking scholarship or radical theories, although it did win him 3 Guggenheim fellowships. The heart of his books was his storytelling, the vivid anecdote, the well-chosen quote. Civil War historian James McPherson.
The essential story of the Civil War is in those 3 volumes in an incomparable way. And so it's the kind of historical work that does in fact read like a good novel. And I think that's why it has been so widely influential. People read it because it is so readable.
But Foote's books were not widely read before Ken Burns' PBS Civil War series came out. He had published nothing major for more than 10 years and might have succumbed to historical obscurity if not for the attention the series brought him. But Foote's escape from that fate seems unsurprising for a man who lived among so many amazing tales, like Bedford Forrest's final retreat at Shiloh.
And Forrest, meantime, was slashing with his saber. His horse was kicking and turning. And Forrest sawed him around and got him clear and took off. And they were shooting after him, so he reached down and grabbed one Union soldier and swung him up behind him on the crupper of the horse to use as a shield. And when he got out of range, he threw the man off and rode back to join his command. That was the last shot fired in the Battle of Shiloh.
Historian and novelist Shelby Foote died last night. He was 88 years old. For NPR News, I'm Megan Verlee Williams.